Okay, so a new sugya, totally new. Shchita yesh no shchina tchil about self or ain't all of itself. So what's this talking about? So it says like this: Chav Tesim Beis, six lines from the top. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish Mishim Levi Saba, ain't all shchita all of itself. It's only shchita at the end. Rashi. Third line: Ain hashchita kruya shchita all of itself. Shchita is not called shchita, but at the end. Well, come in first, my yochasa. So then it's going to explain what's the nachman. But basically, it's only called shchita at the end. What's the end? Presumably means when you get to the 51% point, that moment at which it becomes shchita. Prior to that, it's not shchita. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, yes, no shchita mitzchila ba'atzav. No, there's shchita the whole time. Rashi hakol karoi shchita. It's all called shchita. So what's called shchita? Do you say that the whole thing is called Shchita? Or only the end is called Shchita? What's the difference? That's what Rashi tells us. The Gemara will explain it as we go further. And Rashi's saying, hold your horses, we'll have to see further. Okay? Fine. So let's take Rashi's word for it and let's see further. Okay? So, so let's take this. I'm a Rava. Hakol modim hecha deshachat simen echa d'akom. So, you may have thought the question would be, like a halacha is a goy can't do shchita, right? So let's say the goy does the first semen, and then a Jew does the second semen. So you may think that's an afkamina. Because if you say the whole thing is called shchita, so now the shchita was done partially by a goy, right? But if you say that only the punchline, only the sof is called shchita, so then it's the Jew who did that. The goy just did the first semen. But the Jew did was shchita, because it's not shchita, it's a behema, right? Let's say it's a behema, not an oath. So it's only two semanim. So it's not shchita until the moment that the second one gets 50%. So the Yisrael did that. So in theory, that would be an afkamina, right? Is it a shchita sakam? Is it not a shchita sakam? But the Gemara says for technicality, that's not an afkamina. Why? It says, Akol modim hechad deshach semenachad akam semenachad Yisrael shu psul. That's possible. Shari nasa ba maisa trefa biyad akam. Because then, you did a trefa. Rashi. V'af psula v'afil l'man damar ino l'shchita l'besov. Even according to Shita, it's only shchita at the end. V'lo mikri shchita z'akam. It's not going to be called the shchita of a guy because it's only the end and the guy didn't do the end. Still, shmiu shchita Yisrael nami lohavya. It's not a shchitas Yisrael either. It's like the animal had a thorn in its neck before he did shchita. So it becomes a trefa. Whereas the guy cutting that first semen basically makes it a trefa. It's a mortal wound. Right? Ma'is a trefa. Ma'is shahayu k'day k'dayu k'shir l'tarfa ba na'asa ba bi'arakam. So he basically did an action and made it a trefa. So mamarashah. If the goy's thing is part of the ma'isa shchita, so then you don't say that's making it a trefa, that's part of the shchita. A trefa, like every time a person shechts an animal, you could say if I freeze frame after one simon, it's a trefa. But you don't say that, right? You don't say freeze frame after one simon, it's a trefa. You say it's one continuous ma'isa shchita, and that ma'isa shchita kills the animal. Right? It makes it good. Right? So what it's saying is, so now how do you want to consider the guy? If you want to consider the guy as part of the Ma'aseh Shchita, if you want to consider part of the Ma'aseh Shchita, so then you'll say, oh, so it's a Shchita Sakam. If you want to say, that no, the guy, the Shchita is only at the end, Shchita is only at the end, so then the beginning of it, it's not, the guy is not doing the Shchita, so then basically before the Jew began the Shchita, on a Shchita, on an animal, it had a broken windpipe. Right, the guy cuts the whole windpipe, basically, and before the Jew encounters the animal, he's basically going to an animal which has broken. Right? So therefore, it's still not going to be kosher. Still not going to be kosher. I guess, yeah, right. So I guess, so I'm just asking the question, so why don't you say by a Jew who shechts it, if you're going to say in Shchita L'Besos, it's only Shchita at the end, so the beginning isn't really Shchita. So when you say the beginning of it, make the first simon makes it a trefa, and then the second simon, whatever, it's too late, it's very trefa. Right? So Elamai, you'll tell me. No. Jizek is that, again, it's one action of Shlita.
Right.
So you don't say, freeze frame, it's a treifa in the middle, and now it's a problem. There's one action of Shlita. Oh. But, isn't that Yeshon Shlita Mitzchil Vatsov? I guess we have to figure out, what is Yeshon Shlita Mitzchil Vatsov? Doesn't that mean that it's one action of Shlita, and the whole thing is called Shlita? It's one action of Shlita, so that's good if you say the whole thing is called Shlita, and then it's a Shlita of a guy. But if you're going to say it's not a Shlita of a guy, why would it not be Shlita of a guy? Because it's only called Shlita on the self, right? So if it's only called Shlita on the self, then you're saying it's not Shlita of a guy. So if that's the case, then you're saying that the guy made it a trefa. But then even by the Israel, you should say the same thing. Even by Israel, you should say that the Jew is the first part is not Shchita. It's not called Shchita. Right? Because it's the first half. So you should make it a Treifa. But that's obviously crazy. So why don't you say, isn't it Pasha that you have to say the whole thing is called Shchita? Because if the whole thing is not called Shchita, so then you're going to say the first Simon is not really part of it. So if that's the case, the first Simon makes it a Treifa. Try to do. I mean, now is probably an appropriate place to do it. I mean, the Gemara is going to end up, this is not an Afkamina because of the separate problem, the Strafe problem. Right? But the Gemara is going to go into other cases. But they get a little complicated. So I think we're best off trying to do before we get other cases. Like in other cases where you cut one simen inside and one simen, it's a kachim, let's say. You cut one simen on the inside, the Hechal, and another one in the Zara, and another one outside of the Zara. So do you say, Yesh Shechitun Tzchil itself, and therefore it's Psal, or do you say no? Since the it's only the self, so the part of the ones you did outside is not a problem because that's not shlita. It's only that. I was going to have those kinds of questions. I mean, it's like a little tricky to work out a nafgamina, which is going to end up being kosher for all of the reasons, and this is going to be the only psal. But the cases are a similar in nature. It's not shlita v'goy, it's shlita v'pnei. I mean, it gets a little, it gets into other sugyas. But I think at the very for starters, I think we should, and we'll get into those cases. So I think it's just going to make things more complicated. I think we should try to come up with a basic working definition for what's this question of Yashon Tchil itself or Yashon Tchil itself, you know? And I think we have to take this into account, this guy, because if in theory, my question is that if you want to say it's only Elab itself, so then why don't you say that before you do it, it's a trefa? The first part is not part of Shchita. That's not called Shchita. So now basically it makes it a trefa. The same way you're saying is the reason why it's not a shchita of a goy is because that's not called shchita. Oh, but it's a problem because he's making a trepa. So the same exact thing by Israel.
Right.
So I think that's like a secondary level question. I think first we should try to give a basic hakira about how to understand what is this question of shchita of a goy itself. But I think we should try to keep in mind is how to answer that question because it seems to be a pretty significant question. But I don't know if we're ready to answer the question. I think we have to get into like how to define this thing. And then that will be like a check. Hopefully, whatever svara we say, we'll be able to somehow get around that problem. Because otherwise, it's not really doesn't really work out. All right. So let's try with that. Can we say with hakira? What's the idea? Do you say yeshu shlita to itself? It's all called shlita, or it's only called shlita at the end? Something like this. Just maybe to say. Maybe I'm saying less than you guys are trying to say.
Much better.
Which is that. Just at least a starting definition is shchita a quantitative process or a qualitative phenomenon?
Right.
What does that mean? It means, do you say shchita means cutting a certain amount of the seven? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 51. And when I reach that amount, then it's kosher. But it's like a quantitative process. It's a quantitative process. Then every point along the process has the same shchita. Or do you say shchita is a qualitative action of severing the semen? In which case, anything, the prior steps aren't really part of the shchita because the cutting, I'm cutting, but that's not the action, isn't cutting, it's the quality of severing. And the quality of severing only comes about at the moment where I get the severing. Anything before that is not really part of the, is not part of that quality, doesn't have that quality. So if something is quantity, then you say it's the Yeshem Tzchil Hatzav. But if it's a quality of severing, then the quality doesn't emerge until the middle of the Sof. And it's only the Sof which really has a quality of severing. Everything else is like a... is like a prior step. It allows you, it gets you up to there, but you say the quality is what emerges at the end. But if it's a quantitative thing, then you can only have the quantity of 51, because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, those are all part of it. The quantity means it builds upon itself, and you get more and more and more and more quantity. So if it's quantitative, you can't ignore all the original quantities. But if it's a qualitative idea, then everything beforehand wasn't that quality. And it's only the Sof where you cross that line where you'll say that's the part which gives it that qualitative identity. Yeah, I have to answer the question, but I'm just, for starters, now it could be you're going further. Is why would you say it's quantitative or qualitative?
Right.
I'm saying is, I don't know. Why is a different question. Why is not defining what the question is? I'm saying what the question is the shame shlita, is the process of shlita itself a quantitative process, in which case you have to call the entire thing shlita. Or do you say it's a qualitative? It's a quality of severing the siman, in which case cutting 1 through 50 is simply setting up the ability to be able to sever the siman. But the shame shlita is only the severing itself, which is that point which makes it go from existence to non-existence. But again, if it's quantity, the 1 through 50 is part of the quantity. You're adding up. You're creating 1, 2, 3. Those are all part of the thing. Can't ignore those. Now, it's true. If I never finish it, then I never quite got to the right quantity, so now it's not shlita. But insofar as I get the shlita, the whole thing is part of the quantity. What I'm trying to do is, listen, the beginning of a sugya. But I'm trying to just define... what is the question? Just, I'm almost saying what it's saying. I'm just trying to say not more than it's saying, without getting, you know, into why would you go further or whatever. I'm just trying to like define conceptually the question. Saying it's a question, is it a qualitative thing, in which case the quality only emerges at the end, or is it a quantitative thing, in which case the quantity of 51 is only 51 because it rests on 15, 49, 48, 47, 46. But if the quality of severing is a qualitative thing, it doesn't rest on them. It's true, practically you couldn't sever if whatever, but conceptually severing is a new quality which emerges from nothing. It wasn't severed, now it's severed. And at what point creates the severing is that 51. That point is what makes the severing. Now our problem, it may still be a problem, because if you're going to say that it's a qualitative thing, right? So let's first take Goy, and then let's try to apply it to this, and I'm obviously going to solve the problem. So if the Goy does it, if it's a quantitative thing, so now what brought about, so Goy does the first half, and then the Jew does the second, right? 1 siman, 2 siman, right? So the Goy, so now you'll say the quantitative thing is, it's not only 1 siman, it's like the first siman and the second siman. So the Goy does the first one, the Jew does the second. So now, what's the action of shchita? It's the quantity of 1 siman and 2 siman. It's all part of that quantitative aspect of shchita. Now, if the goy did part of it and Jew did part of it, so then both of them are part of it. So there's a shame of shchita zakum, shchita zakum, shchita zol. Both, so it's going to be a posel, right? But if it's a qualitative idea of severing the simanim, so then the first one which is cut isn't really severing the simanim, because only 1 siman. That's not shchita, because the simanim aren't severed yet. So now it's the Jew's cut which really severs the simanim, and that's, so it's a shlita. Who created the shame? Who created the shlita? Was the Jew. So in theory, it should be a shlita Yisrael, and it's fine. Right? The only problem is, the Gemara says, oh, but hold on. So now what did the Goy do? So now you'll say the Goy isn't really part of the shlita, right? So now the Goy just made a kata, made it a trefa. So the Goy came along, made it a trefa, and then the Jew did shlita, but it's already a trefa. Right, so it's not, even though in theory it's not going to be a shchitas goy, because it's only the shame shchitas only on the severing, which is only the second one. But basically, the goy, which is not a part of the shchita, is basically making it a trefa. So it's still going to be possible. So that's what we're saying, it's not an afkamina. Right. So I'm asking, is then what about by a Jew? A Jew does 1 siman and then the other siman. Right? So now why don't you say that the first siman, if you say it's the quality of severing it, so why don't you say the first one isn't severing it, so the first one makes it a trefa. And then the second one is whatever, so it's severing, but it's already a trefa. Why is it different if it's a guy or if it's a Jew? So I think the answer is like this, is that if the Jew does it, here's the question, what is the action of severing it? What severed? If you'd say, what severed this amount? So I'll say, if one Jew just comes and takes a knife and goes, slice, cuts off that, right? So I'll say, what's the action that would sever this amount? It's this one action. It's true, it's only at the culmination of the action or whatever. But since it's one action, I'll say the action which severed it is the entire thing. You don't split it up and say, well, the first part I cut made a trefa, and then the second thing is, because it's one continuous action, and it's that continuous action severed it. It's one action, and that action severed this amount. So which part of the action? Yes, only the last part. But the point is, it's one action, and that severed this amount. Right? But if you have two people, one person does one siman, the next person does the next siman, so now you'll have to say, well, what severed this siman? So now you're going to say it's the second guy. The first one didn't sever this siman. The first one was merely just whatever, made it a trefa. Right? You're not going to say it's one action because the first one didn't sever. First one's done, it didn't sever. No, not severed. Second one, this new guy comes along, and now it's a separate thing, and only the second one severed it. So the guy isn't part of the shechita. What the guy do? So the guy just made a trefa. But if you look at it as a quantitative process, so then if you have the guy and the Jew, you can't just say the guy isn't part of it. You can't separate it off and say, oh, only the Jew did it. Because the quantity of two simanim came about through the guy and the Jew combined. So the shechita is a quantitative process, and you can't just break it up into two actions and say they're two different actions. It's one quantitative process, which the guy begun and the Jew ended, so that's going to be a shechita's guy. Right? But if you look at it in a qualitative way, you're not going to say the guy did part of it. The guy simply, since it's a quality of severing, when the guy stopped, it wasn't severed, so the guy has nothing to do with it. So now when the Jew does it, so then the Jew severed it. So he severed the thing which is already a trefa. Whereas when you have two people, then it forces you to split it into two and say, is it two things or is it one? So if it's a quantitative thing, then it's one long kind of continuous quantity. And then it's shechita's guy. If it's a qualitative thing, so then it's only this guy who partakes of that quality. The only Jew partakes of the quality. The guy doesn't. And therefore the guy makes it a trefa.
Why do you
say that? If you say that it's a qualitative thing, so then you have two different people doing the action, right? Now, the first person who does it has nothing to do with the quality. Whereas if you freeze frame it right there, so the first person is not severed in this moment, because only the kind of one siman, that's not severed. Now the second one comes along on an animal which already had a dead pipe, it's going to die. Now he severs the siman, but it already was. Whereas the first guy, it has nothing to do with. Whereas if it's quantity, then the first guy is building in quantity. But if it's a quality of severing, since the first one doesn't create the quality, you don't say he's halfway to the quality. The idea of quality is that it doesn't emerge in pieces. It's like this, is if it's two people doing it, it's not one smooth action. Whereas in two people, you need to be mitzarif it into one. See, if it's one person doing one continuous action, you say it's one smooth action. But if you take two people doing it, so if it's one quantity, then you'll say the two parts become joined together because they're part of one quantitative continuum. So that will take the two actions and shove them into one because they're both building towards the same quantity. But if you say it's a qualitative thing, so now the first one doesn't have that quality. So he's done. So now the second one creates that quality, but the first one's already done. You have to define the quality of the action in each one independently. If it's a quantity, then you'll say the first one has made a certain amount of quantity, and the second one is finishing up the quantity. So that's mitzarei of the two, because the quantity lends itself to be completed. But if it's a qualitative thing, then when the first guy is out of there, you have to analyze the thing. It's not really one continuous action. You could artificially make it one continuous action if the nature of the thing is quantitative, then it makes it continuous, and you have something which makes it a continuity. Because if two people do two different actions, then they're not one action, they're two actions. Unless there's a quantitative process which they're involved in which case the two separate actions become step one and step two. But otherwise, like let's say one pitcher pitches one inning, pitches another inning. So what makes it into one game is because there's this idea of a game which builds in quantity, and now there's been siphoned together. But otherwise, if one person does an action of throwing a ball and then another one throws the ball, you don't say it's one action of throwing a ball. They're two separate actions, two separate people. There's no, it's not, I mean, I guess with one person you'd say.
It depends on what the.
Things like this is that if you say that it's a qualitative thing severing the head, then for instance, if an animal gets a thorn in its head, and then another person comes and chops off the rest of it. So then you don't say that there are two, there's one quality of severing the head, which is done by the thorn and the person. You'll say they're two distinct things. The thorn didn't sever its head. The thorn just cut one semen. That's not shchita. That's not severing the head. That's just cutting a semen. And then the person does the other one. Now here, the fact that it's another person, that's what Rashi's saying. It's like a kotz malma. Whereas cutting one semen isn't severing a head. Cutting one semen is severing a semen. It's not severing the unit of the semanim. So now he didn't do it. He didn't sever the head. So now comes along another guy, and now he's doing another thing. Unless you look at it as part one of Shlita. If you look at it as part one, then you're looking at it in a quantitative way. But if you look at it a quality of like beheading it, so the first one didn't behead it. The first one caught a seven, which makes it a shreifa. You have to define that nice and independently. General, the normal thing is if one person does an action, then when he's done with it, you define his action. Unless the action is part of a continuum. But otherwise, they're two different people, they're two different actions, then you have to define each of them independently. Unless they're part of a continuum, unless there's a quantity which is being filled up. I'm just saying the Gemara is labeling the way the Gemara is defining it. I mean, you could have come up with lots of different ways of defining it. What I'm saying is that there's a good way to define an action. If you take two different people and they do two different things, and then even if they do them very close together, you say they're two different actions. I cut this and I cut that. Unless they're two parts of one thing. Unless there's a quantitative thing which makes it automatically two parts of the same thing. As opposed to one person is a continuous action. He takes the thing and he does it. Two people intrinsically are two actors. They're two separate actors. Now you have to, the burden of proof is on you to make them one. Now, if you manage to make it do it in a smooth way where it's totally continuous and it's like one person, I don't know, maybe it would be different. But that's not the normal, maybe you have a break. Two people, two actions.
It would be a bit sorry if it. One person does a clean slice across the head, you say that's one action of beheading it.
You don't split the thing up into two parts and say I did action one and action two. You don't have to be a bit sorry if it. It's intrinsically, it's one person, one actor, doing a continuous misa, that's one action. And the quality which broke it, which broke his head, is this one action. But if you take two people, one guy cuts one and then the other one cuts another one, by his nature, they're two different actions. They're two people. An action is done by a person. Here, they're two people. One does one, then the other one picks up. Now, if you could show me that there's a framework of quantity here, such that it's one continuous thing and they're both joining together to produce this full quantity, then you'll say it becomes one by virtue of the tsiruf of quantity. But if you say that there's a qualitative action of beheading, and the first one didn't do that qualitative action, so now you have to define the first one independently. What did he do? So he made it a treifa. And the second one beheaded it. If two Jews did it, I would say like this. Is that... Excuse me a second. Think about it a little more for tomorrow. And I guess we'll go further in the Gemara, I guess, than another case. More cases to find the Nafkamina. Because it turns out that at this point the Gemara holds there's no Nafkamina yet. So even though we have this conceptual question, the case where the guy does it, it's going to be possible either way. Either because it's Trefa or because it's Shchit of a guy. So it's not really, even though it could have been a Nafkamina, it's practically isn't really a Nafkamina. So the Gemara is going to look for another Nafkamina. So in doing so, you know, it gets interesting. It's like we're going to take up a few different issues along the way, but it's all going to be like around this question of Yesh HaShchit and Tzchilat Sof or not.